can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Welcome to the post-game podcast. Jerry Recco normally handles this part of the introductions, which is why I'm so thrown off. Jerry is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. So I've got Eddie Scazzarian for the post-game podcast.
Hello, podcast people.
Oh, yeah. So is the election next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday,
like
yes.
Like a week from tomorrow.
The 5th, yes.
A week from tomorrow. Now, did you vote early or do you plan on voting early?
I do not. I will go to the school, the middle school, where we vote all the time, and I will vote on election day.
That's what I'm thinking of doing. I think I was very against this early voting, and because I was very confused by it. Like, why are we all of a sudden early voting? I know mm-hmm. you could always do written ballots mm-hmm. and like when I was going to, when I was away at college
yep.
during the elections, I had to do a write-in ballot. Because I wasn't going to be home. So I just assume if you weren't going to be home, you do a write-in ballot, blah, blah, blah. And now all of a sudden, you can just vote, you know, a week or 2 weeks in advance, whatever the heck it is.
And in person, not by mail.
And in person. And I was against it because I was like, why are we doing this now? But so I had put a tweet out about it yesterday asking why. And I got some good answers back. So I was like, oh, okay, it makes more sense to me mm-hmm. now about why people would vote early.
Well, this way you can surely, if you have a month to do it, you can find the time. Where on election day itself, you don't want to take off work or with the kids and the school and the whole thing. So it gives you an opportunity to do it more easily.
And I guess they said, the last presidential election and then this one, they expect a lot more people voting. Mm-hmm. So I guess that would get a little more crowded now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess we have a larger population than when I voted in 1988.
Yes, but I don't think it's that much.
Not
enough
to do it.
Maybe a larger voting population.
Maybe.
And I remember also during COVID, if you remember this, like you could go and there was like, you could drop your, and I think I did this.
Yeah, I did this.
Yeah, dropped it in a box at the Edison Municipal Complex.
Yes, I did that as well.
Yeah.
I like because I saw this for people who voted early. There are couples where I know at least one of the people in the couple on Facebook
mm-hmm.
who were excited to tell you that they went and voted and canceled each other out.
Oh,
I always think that's kind of interesting. Like if yeah. a husband's voting one way, the wife is voting another way,
and more power to them to stay together because we all see how divisive
yeah.
this political climate is, and for people to be on opposite sides of that and then live together
yeah
and share
actually
a bed?
And then actually enjoy going and canceling each other out
yeah.
at the voting booth.
Well, it's going to be close again. I mean, I don't know. I believe Hillary won the popular vote but lost the Electoral College.
Yeah.
And I think when Gore lost to Bush in 2000, I think that was a similar situation.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Harris loses, I don't know if she'll win the popular vote this time. I really don't have a feel.
Yeah, me neither. I have no feel. What was I going to say? Oh, I used to be against this idea of, like, if you win the popular vote, shouldn't you be the president?
Mm-hmm.
But then it gets into this whole thing of, it is kind of strange that like that certain states mm-hmm. are just, they vote Democrat or Republican and that's it. And then it's just up to a handful of other states to decide that.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't really have a good answer.
It doesn't make sense because it's completely different people
mm-hmm.
each time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've even seen kind of both parties move away from what they used to believe in and change along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think if there is changing along the way, that at some point, some of these states like New York or New Jersey might flip, but they rarely do.
Yeah, I guess you would have to go back decades
yeah.
to find a change. And
very strange.
It's interesting what you say about the popular vote. Like, hey, if 10 people vote for candidate A and only 9 vote for candidate B, shouldn't candidate A win? But then you are also then heavily favoring the more populous states, and it's really the cities, you know, Chicago, Illinois, you know, and New York and New York City and California and Los Angeles, that might be then dominating. And now, granted, it is still the majority of the people may vote one way. So should that count? Or should you then, or should you, on the other hand, try to give representation to the states with smaller populations? So I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah. But isn't it funny, too, that the states with the biggest populations all tend to vote, like the states on the coast, right? Mm-hmm. So the West Coast and the East Coast all tend to be Democrats, right?
With the big cities, yeah.
In the big cities. And, like, why is that?
Well, I guess it's something about maybe it's the urban population just tends to be more leaning towards one way than the other. You'd have to, you know, look at a study of it to see why that is.
It's also strange to me that you can find almost nobody in music except for older country artists.
Mm-hmm.
There's almost nobody in music that is a Republican, ever. Like, from when I first started voting in 1988. And why is that? Like, why are artists...
Why is the artist mindset that way?
Almost always Democrat.
Right. And I don't know if that holds true for painters and sculptors and authors. Although authors, I guess you'd have to look at what they're writing.
Yeah.
To determine, because you certainly have conservative writers. But maybe you look more at writers of fiction and not like, just like opinion pieces or essays or, you know, treatises of policies and things like that. I that's another weird little
like
thing.
J.K. Rowling stands out to me because she seems to be conservative.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly religiously, I believe.
Yeah. In a world of where a lot of the writers seem to be liberal or Democrat.
Yeah. And I don't know if that was something that if you go back to the 30s were most of the musicians, say, were they Republican? I don't know. I have no idea.
Then I don't know why all of this reminded me of the sitcom from the 1980s, Family Ties, where Michael J. Fox's character, Alex P. Keaton, was a young Republican.
Yes.
In a home of Democrats.
Yeah.
Like, he was so... I'm trying to think, like his parents were like hippies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hippie parents. But he was like, he'd wear a shirt and tie to school every day. And he was just very into like Ronald Reagan and all those things.
And I don't know if he himself, I don't know where he stands.
Yeah, I don't either. He's an actor, though, so I would go Democrat.
Right. And is it, I don't know if that, does that also, if you want to consider actors artists, is it similar to musicians where it's 95%?
It seems like it.
Mm.
Other than... sometimes when people get older, I think they tend to go more conservative.
Yeah, I've gone the other way. I was a quote-unquote young Republican.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I voted for Bush, and I voted for Bush again.
And what about the rest of your household that you were in when you were younger?
Oh, Democrat.
They were Democrats. So you were like Alex P. Keaton.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't wearing a suit and tie. That's for sure. And I still had hippie tendencies for sure.
When did you turn? When did you notice?
The Bush Gore.
Bush Gore. You went Gore.
Uh-huh.
Because of his environmental stuff?
Yeah, I kind of liked him. I know. I'm trying to remember who the hell I voted for in 2004. Although I'm pretty sure it was the Democratic candidate, but I'm not 100% sure. Of that, but I had changed certainly by the time Obama was up. But then, if you look at Bush, the second one, if you look at him sort of now looking back, he looks like Gandhi, for God's sakes, in terms of his, you know,
yeah.
his presence and the things he's saying. And I know he's not a fan of Trump, but it's just so strange how the years just change things.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole thing is weird. Like, I feel like I used to really look at the individual person. Like, I like to look at someone and go, does this person seem presidential?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do I want this person representing my country?
Mm-hmm.
And I try to, like, go through, and when you don't have, like, a clear cut one of those, then it's like I thought Obama was a guy that looked like the president. I thought Bill Clinton looked like a president. I would say George Bush after 9/11 looked like a president.
Oh, for sure, 100%.
Reagan seemed like a president.
Yes.
But I was much, you know, we were younger then. But now I don't feel like either one. I kind of just feels like I got to go down to the next level
right.
of what I'm looking for. You know what I mean?
And I think for me, you know, presidents were always the butt of jokes going back decades, you know,
yeah.
with the, you know, the Johnny Carsons and even before that. But to me, it seemed Clinton... he kind of turned a corner in terms of just the perception of the presidents and how we would make fun of them. And there was the whole thing with Lewinsky and all that, and his, you know, maybe sort of infidelities even before he was president. And that kind of was like a turning point in the way we sort of comedically attack presidents, mm-hmm. to me, was his presidency.
Yeah. I wonder if that was because of the emergence of more talk shows. Like
the internet.
And the internet, yeah. Like, I feel like it was just Johnny Carson for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when there got to be multiple shows,
mm-hmm.
and they'd all do monologues that go after the president.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't know if it was him personally, or it was probably more the times, like you say, just more things available. And then certainly the internet.
When Clinton went on the talk shows... like, I first saw him on Johnny Carson, and it really was like, and then he went on Arsenio Hall show mm-hmm. as well, and they seemed more like, oh, they're trying to talk to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, as someone who watched talk shows, you know, and had no interest in politics whatsoever. So I don't know, the whole thing just feels so weird, and I just hope we know who won.
Yes.
The next morning.
I don't think we're going to know.
Yeah, I don't either.
But unless it's a landslide either way. But I don't see that happening. But who the hell knows? Like we've said. And going back to your point about the talk shows, and then this modern day equivalent would be the podcasts.
Right. But I feel like with the talk shows, there are so many podcasts.
Yes.
Donald Trump went on podcasts I never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
This go around. You know, he was on Rogan. He was on ones I do have heard of, but also going on ones I've not heard of, which means someone did research that they're popular enough. It's not like going on like Johnny Carson, where that's what everybody watched.
Yeah, but that was the only choice.
Yeah, that was your only choice.
And I also, I don't know the answer to this. I don't know if, like, when you have the debates, they're speaking to, you know, the nation. They're not necessarily, they're speaking to both sides. They're not speaking to their base. And I don't know with the podcast, is it a waste of time if they're just going on podcasts that are speaking to their base? Did they go
right.
on the opposite side's podcast? I don't know the answer to that. You may know better than I.
I don't think they did. I don't think either one of them did.
And see, that's kind of a waste because you're talking to people who already are with you.
Yeah. But it also seemed like if you listen to the podcast host who had either of the candidates on, they all seem to have said, I invited both candidates on and only
yes.
this. It seemed like maybe both of them went on podcasts that they thought were their audience already, maybe.
But what's the point of that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless that it's like, oh, well, he's doing it or she's doing it, so I better do it too. But I think you're already, you know, you're just preaching to the choir
yeah.
at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you are.
Which I don't necessarily understand.
But I guess you also don't want to risk going on a podcast that doesn't like you and is going to battle you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you just look bad for one of those things, it gets edited, put out on social media.
Although you would then maybe you would do it because I don't know if any of the hugely popular podcasts do this. Do they do live? I guess they could. You know, they could.
Yeah, most
do it
of
live.
Them don't.
Right. But if that was the way to get the person to agree, maybe you would yeah. do that.
Yeah, I've seen that with different things, not just politicians, but people wanting to be interviewed live
mm-hmm.
because they don't trust
editing. Sure,
editing. Yeah,
I mean, you see what I do with the editing,
right?
You know,
right? All of your drops.
But I'm just doing it for fun.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to be hurtful.
Yeah, but yeah, it's true. Like if you don't do something live, it can be cut up either way. Same with like if you just do a print interview. Mm-hmm. You just have a reporter come to your house and have a conversation with them. They take all that stuff out of context, mm-hmm. and you've nothing to prove that they are what they're saying you said is incorrect.
And print does not carry tone because
yeah.
somebody could be saying something like that could be perceived as awful in print, but if you're listening to it and if they're making a joke or lighthearted, it feels totally different. Always looks worse in print.
Yeah. I always thought about that, too, like when I used to be the censor for these mm-hmm. crazy talk shows like Opie and Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
I would always try to think, like, what they're saying, what would that look like in the newspaper? And even, you know what I mean? Like, so, because in the newspaper, it probably looks worse than, because you're not getting the tone or that it was a joke or that the
right.
person was laughing along with it. It's now in print, and it's like, that would not look great in print.
It does. It never does.
Yeah. That looks like trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Huh. I don't know. I'm excited, though, to go vote on. I think I'm going to vote on Election Day as well. Because if not, you have to go, not all the... There was some thought when I first was hearing about this that all the polling places were open,
no.
but it's not true.
No, it's
only a handful in your county.
Right, and especially where if it's like I vote at a school. So the school, I think, is like a half day or something. So, you know, they don't have all with the kids and everything else. So it's a whole process that they shut down the school for that day. So it makes sense that they couldn't do that. But I just like it's something that's like nostalgic for me to go vote in person on Election Day.
Yeah.
You know, you see the same volunteers that have been there for two decades now, same people.
And do we vote for local elections that day as well?
Sure, sure, yeah.
So like, there's like a mayor of Bradley Beach
yep,
election,
correct.
So that would be all in there.
Like there's a New Jersey senator. A Senate seat is open. So that would be something that's important. And I believe the governor's next year, I think. But I know there's this Menendez seat is open.
So if governor is next year, when we go vote for governor, that's the only thing we're voting for? Like that local, like a local election?
Well, you know, but there's always school boards and you know, mayor and sheriff and depending on your township and all of that stuff, representative, you know, your House representative, that's every 2 years, and I believe it's even years.
Yeah,
so that would be up this time also. So you're going to be voting for the presidency, a senator, and a congressman.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Hmm. I also like when there's a question that you get to answer.
Yes. Yes.
You want like. We plan on knocking down all the trees in town. Are you
right.
in favor of this?
Right.
I don't want all the trees knocked down. No.
We propose to mine coal in Edison, New Jersey. So, yeah. But did you get your sample ballot yet?
No.
You don't get one in the mail?
I normally do, unless I got one a while ago and I was like, I don't need this yet.
Yeah.
And I also might have just been thinking, oh, I'm just voting for the president.
Yeah.
I don't need this sample ballot.
And then also they have on ours in our county. It's like there's one of those QR codes or something. So when you go there, if you bring your sample ballot, you know, with your name and address and all, then they scan it. And it's another form of ID.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right.
I don't even know if all sample ballots are uniform across counties in New Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
No idea. Mine is like. You have to like rip off the edges and then open it up, and it's like it's red. There's red on it, and there's Is that sounding familiar?
Yeah, that does sound familiar. I know I've had them in the past, and maybe I got one, was just so early on, I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Toss this. So, yeah, I got to vote for mayor of Bradley Beach, too, not only president.
That is up?
It's up this year,
Is the same dude running?
He is not.
He is not.
No. So I have a choice of two others.
Okay.
Two people.
And one of, are you going to write in yourself?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready to tackle mayor of a town
yet.
And
that is an unpaid position, correct? Because I know mayor of Edison's a very large town.
Unpaid?
That is paid.
Oh, paid.
But I don't know
if
some of these.
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know.
It might not be.
Yeah. I don't think it is.
Because we had a, I don't know if it's freeholders or Edison board members or something. I know that is not a paid position.
Whoever loses the presidential election should just go be a mayor at a small town.
Yeah,
right?
Why not?
Just like dominate that town.
Yeah.
Put all your policies in place just in that
like
one
go to
little...
your hometown. a place that you won the popular vote for sure.
Like if Donald Trump's like the mayor of Bradley Beach, he'd be like, we're getting rid of the geese. like, yes.
Yeah,
so get rid of the geese, Donald.
We're building a wall. Keep the geese out. They can fly, sir. Oh.
We're building a wall. We don't want people from Ocean Grove coming into Bradley Beach and vice versa. All right, let's do the warm-up show,
Yes,
Eddie.
Let's do that with CeeLo.
I did that with CeeLo. Jerry will be back tomorrow.
So.